The four bodyguards of the governor of Central Equatoria State, who were in a convoy heading to Yei, fell into an ambush in Ganji Payam of Juba County last month. Governor Adil had already traveled to Yei by air that same day. Asunta Michael, a mother to one of the victims, says the state government has so far failed to stand by the families who lost loved ones in the ambush. Michael says the governor has not even visited the bereaved families to offer his condolences. He did not come. He called and lied to Justin that he was going to come. We waited, but he never showed up. He even sent his bodyguards to Justin's house. They waited for him there until they left. If they are people who know that our late children died under their hands, they would have known how to help the late families and their children. The late is my firstborn who used to help me a lot, and he was like a husband to me. It is so painful. I don't have anyone who is helping me but him.
Michael says her son was killed in the line of duty, and she expects his state authorities to take full responsibility over the welfare of the deceased family. Jackson Francis, a brother to the late Emmanuel Taban Francis, another bodyguard who died in the attack, says the families of the deceased have decided to form a joint committee to follow up on the cash promised during the burials. He says the victims' relatives have not received funds from the government.
They promised us, the late's families, to make a budget and take it to the state secretariat, and that was before the funeral rites. The budget was 2 million per one person, and then we presented them with the budget and we were told to come back on Monday. So that Monday we went there again, but it was a public hold, and then we were told to come back on Tuesday. And then on that Tuesday, we went there again. They told us there is nothing, but they will call if something arises.
Francis says the families visited governor's house to present him with a list of their demands, but were put off.
We waited for hours, but later someone came to inform us that governor has a headache and will not see us. How is that possible?
Most of security personnel guarding South Sudan government officials are from the VIP Protection Unit of South Sudan National Police Service. National Police spokesperson Major General Daniel Justin says the law is clear on what happens when a police officer dies on duty.
When something happens to you during the, when you are on duty, it is the responsibility of the government.
Chapter 8, subsection 51 of South Sudan's Police Act 2009 states that, quote, the government shall pay compensation on behalf of any police personnel in cases of accidental or unintentional homicide committed during service, end quote. Last month, more than 10 people were killed in three separate ambushes along Juba Yei Road. Two attacks occurred between Kulipapa and Ganji in Juba County, while the other happened between Limbe and Kenyi Payam in Lanya County. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.